Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 78 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're talking about the reduction of suspensions and how we can use three student-driven Tier 1 interventions. I recently read a blog by educational consultant Janelle McLaughlin, who I just recently interviewed, and the blog was titled, How to Build a More Powerful Classroom by Letting Go. And it talked about student-centered classrooms and how effective they are. And one of the quotes that stood out to me was when she wrote, these are the kids that leave that class filled with the power of using their own minds and directing their own learning. And that quote got me thinking about how this related to discipline, accountability, and the new legislation that's being passed in Michigan, which is referred to as 1310D. Empowered students are less likely to need discipline. And the following three student-driven and collaborative Tier 1 interventions can help mitigate and eliminate the need for more punitive consequences. And the following is an adaptation from a student advocacy form that we received as a that we received at PD as a hard copy. If you'd like a copy of this, you can contact me at Jonathan Royce at theprincipalentrepreneur.com, and I can send you a copy of the forms that they gave us. The first idea here goes under the student-centered idea, and this intervention is one that the student must take accountability and learn to understand him or herself. They got to figure out the triggers for their behavior, and they also have to decide how staff can assist them so that they, as the student, can regulate their reactions. Or they got to discover what these triggers are and what they can do for themselves without the assistance of the adult. The adult's job is just to give them the space to think and reflect upon the interaction that just happened. The idea here is to give the student that control where they are accountable for their actions while also taking the time to learn about themselves and discover what they can do to control their reactions. The next tip is centered around the classroom, and these interventions begin with just the typical well-structured classroom environment. It includes high quality and differentiated instruction, those built-in supports and classroom routines that most really good classrooms have. And it also includes things like academic circles, call and response centers, and project and place-based learning. Just that idea of having a really engaged classroom to prevent students from having the time to be disruptive. The third idea continues to expand out from that student piece. Now we're into the classroom, and now we're into the community-centered idea of preventative Tier 1 interventions. And the focus here, still on the student, but again, we're moving out from the student into the classroom and now into that community-centered portion of this Tier 1 intervention, and we're looking at the community outside of school. In this intervention, you provide leadership opportunities so these students have an opportunity to solve school issues as well as larger community problems, and this kind of connects back to the classroom-centered idea of interventions where you're having project or place-based learning. So these students are taking responsibility for themselves, now reaching into the community so that they can tell that they're connected to something larger than themselves. They must work with others to make these decisions that have real implications and consequences. In addition to putting them in positions to lead discussions and talk about their strengths and area of expertise, this gives them some self-efficacy. Now, these three student and community-centered Tier 1 interventions are preemptive strategies that can help mitigate problem behaviors. What are some other ways that you can help prevent problems before they even start? How can you put some strategies in place on the front end to mitigate these behaviors? You can share your thoughts and your strategies in the corresponding blog titled Reduce Suspension with These Three Student-Driven Tier 1 Interventions. Just go over to my blog, theprincipalentrepreneur.com, and find the blog, this particular blog, and add your comments. If you are a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship available that honors the hard work that you put in on a daily basis. K-12 principals, go to the Principal Entrepreneur blog, click on the grant application tab, and the requirements for that grant are right there. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out more blogs at theprincipalentrepreneur.com. And you can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you are an auditory learner, you're in the right spot, and you can download other episodes of the podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, on Podomatic or iTunes. There are new episodes weekly. They usually come out on Tuesday and Thursday. And if I am lucky enough to grab another educational leader, I post those conversations on Saturdays. If you'd like to join me as a guest on the podcast, just email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join us over on Facebook. Just, again, type in The Principal Entrepreneur. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.